The ST Organ Company produced hundreds of thousands of reed and pipe organs inside its Brattleboro factories between 1863 and 1960, and the ST Organ Museum was set up to honor that legacy. The museum opened after people donated their old organs, but with every working organ, there were three or four others that came in needing repairs. As VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman reports, now the museum is saying it cannot accept any more broken-down instruments.
There are some real gems inside the ST Organ Museum in Brattleboro. This is a beautiful pipe organ built by the ST Organ Company in 1920 for the First Baptist Church in Brewton, Alabama. When the church wanted to upgrade, it donated this organ to the museum. The ST Museum has been accepting organs like this for more than 15 years. And for most of that time, if you had an ST organ, and you could somehow get it to Brattleboro, the museum would take it in. But in an old warehouse, there are all of the organs that didn't make the cut.
So, here, turn around. You can see the kind that somebody could just take for the wood.
Barbara George volunteers at the SD Organ Museum, and she owns these old warehouses. This building back behind the museum is filled with broken organs and pieces. There are some working instruments, but for the most part, let's just say they're not exactly museum quality.
Well, there's 20 right there.
George says for a very long time, the museum would pretty much accept anything that had the name ST Organ on it. But as the warehouse filled up, George says it was time to make a change.
We had to stop just taking them because some of them make sounds, but you wouldn't call it music, you know.
George says the museum is coming into its own and offering concerts and talks on the ST legacy. But like any nonprofit, every penny counts.
We're only now maturing into realizing that it's also a responsibility, that you want to be able to take care of them. You know, you don't want to be spending money on storage when you could be spending money on programs and that kind of a thing. So that's the point where we are now, I think.
This organ collection goes back to even before there was an ST museum. John Carnahan is a member of the Brattleboro Historical Society, which accepted the first ST organ donation way back in the early 1980s.
The ST Organ Company is probably the most important thing that ever happened to Brattleboro.
Carnahan says it was the Historical Society's duty to take in these relics of Brattleboro's industrial past. And the one donation turned into two, which turned into a dozen. And then before too long, they had more than 50.
It was a complete mix. Some of them were just trash almost. They were in such bad shape. But some were in beautiful condition.
They took in enough beautiful ones that in 2002, some local musicians and historians started the SD Organ Museum. But the donations kept coming in. The museum says they've probably got 150 or so that need some work. So for now, the museum is being much more selective. If an organ works and it's on the small side, they'll take it in and try to find a new owner. But no more big, heavy, non-functioning instruments will be accepted. There are some organs on hand that only need a little tinkering, and the museum says for a small donation, they can be yours. And all of the old broken ones out in the warehouse? Well, the museum says they can be turned into desks and bookcases. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Brattleboro.